Please be aware that this audio drama is a dark look into the truth and consequences of mental illness, and may be distressing for some listeners. Violence, murder, graphic bodily harm, and aggressive voices with some swear words will be used throughout.
Build a life so perfect, no one could say wrong. But you've got a secret, and it's catching.
You have work? It's late, isn't it?
I earn a week off. I've been saving up a long time for this.
Really? Wow! That's amazing! That means we can actually see your family for Christmas!
Yeah, we could leave today if we wanted to. It's been a while since I've spent quality time with my parents and siblings.
Yeah, let's go today! We're going for a week, right? We'll need at least one outfit for every day and then some kind of Christmas outfit. Your family doesn't go to church, right? Okay.
Mommy, where are you going?
We're going to visit Daddy's family for Christmas.
Daddy doesn't have to work for Christmas?
Nope. We're gonna take a long vacation.
Yay! I'll go get packed.
I'll go help her. Here. She'll want to get packed right away, but maybe some breakfast would do good first. We don't actually have to leave right away.
You are the one who got her excited about going.
I know. Ugh. When will I learn? All right. We'll be downstairs at some point. Lord help me.
You are getting a little old for this.
Down! Ha! I beat you, Mommy.
Yes, you did. You run so fast.
Are you all packed?
Yes! I'm so excited!
Okay, let's eat some breakfast, and then the rest of us can get packed.
Are you excited about seeing your grandparents?
Yes, it's always so much fun shopping with Abuela. She gets us so many cool presents, even before Christmas.
Mijo, ¿ha sido demasiado largo? ¿Cómo está?
Hola, mamá. Estoy bien.
¿No necesitaste trabajar?
No. Me tomo 3 años, pero lo gané una semana libre. Mom, you know Jessica doesn't like when we only speak in Spanish.
Bien, comenzaré a aprender un poquito.
Is anyone else here yet?
Alex is here. Your sister has not arrived yet.
Okay.
Here, let me show you the rooms. You haven't been here in a while, so things may have changed a bit. As you know, we sleep on the main floor, and we have a few places in the basement. Though, that's usually where Alex and his family stay. We have 2 rooms here that you can use, and the bathroom is here.
Thank you, Mom. I think we can take it from here.
Of course. I'm just so excited that you all can make it. We'll have dinner in about an hour.
So, Eric, how is work going?
It's fine. Pretty boring most days. How about you?
Still not really doing anything. Stay at home, Dad.
Well, I would consider that a job, especially with you kids.
Dinner is served.
So, Jessica, what do you do?
Oh, well, I used to be a teacher, but now I just stay at home.
Really? What level?
Elementary school.
Was it bad, as people say it is?
Yeah, they're a bunch of little devils. But I loved it, and I may try to go back at some point.
Morning.
Buenos días. Todavía es raro tenerlo aquí.
Me siento raro no estar en trabajo. Se siento como si me estuviera perdiendo algo.
¿Es por eso que no pudiste dormir?
Sí, un poco. También el solo reloj interno es un hábito despertarme entre las 7 y las 7 y 30 cada mañana. Es demasiado pronto.
No me digas que nuestra conversación te despertó. ¿Tu insomnio está actuando de nuevo?
Me conoces demasiado bien, hermano. Si no sé qué es, quiero decidir que no es como si yo hiciera algo. Solo me quedo en casa y de los niños, pero aún así me pongo ansioso a veces.
Creo que eso es normal. ¿Cómo está Rebeca, por cierto? Ayer hablamos todo sobre nuestras cosas, pero no hablamos mucho de ti.
Oh, ella está bien. No pudo estar aquí ayer porque algo en trabajo la detuvo. Pero está conduciendo aquí a hoy.
Eso podría explicarlo. Sin esposa, sin dormir, ¿eh? Espero que sea mejor hoy. Estoy seguro que así es como siente Jessica cuando también tengo de trabajar en turnos más largos.
What about me?
He couldn't sleep because Rebecca isn't here. And I was telling him that I imagine that's how you feel when I'm not there.
Yep, pretty much.
Where should we go today? Is there any specific place that you would like to shop for presents?
Target, definitely. It's a good place to get smaller gifts. The girls probably want to do a trip around the bigger department stores, though.
Just don't spoil them too much. They will be disappointed in our presence if you get them something better.
Well, maybe. You should start buying better gifts.
Yeah, and stay with the budget. Only one present before Christmas this year. Anything else they get goes under the tree.
Yes, yes, I understand.
Mommy, look! All of the windows are decorated for Christmas!
Yeah, it's so pretty, isn't it?
Pretty, pretty!
Let's stop in here. No, girls, you get to pick out one gift from me. It's something that you'll be able to keep for today.
Yay! Yay!
Mom, this better be the only thing we said not to spoil them.
Oh, hush, this will be the only thing. They will love whatever else you get them.
Oh, we've got a lot to live up to. They better have some really cool toys at Target, because there is no way I can get something like this.
Do you girls see anything you like?
Sí, abuela. I love this doll.
That is a very pretty doll. What about you, Daria?
Teddy bear.
Good choice.
So, what'd you get?
I got a pretty doll.
Oh, that's so nice.
I got Teddy bear.
How cute. Okay, let's put him back in the bag and maybe Daddy can carry it for us while we walk.
Here, Daddy.
What is it?
Just Nick. He's complaining about work. I tried to tell him that he needed to save up his vacation days. Now he has to work on Christmas.
He seems like an impulsive person. It doesn't surprise me that he didn't understand the point of saving up.
Yeah, of all things he's good at, being impulsive is one downfall. He will end up getting killed.
Well, I'm glad you're not that way.
Daddy, can we come downstairs soon?
I don't know. I don't see many presents down here.
Please? Mommy?
Give us just 5 minutes.
You have learned from the best.
It's fun to drag it out, but they won't sit at the top of the stairs forever, even if we tell them to wait.
Then tell them to come down. Are you actually going to make them wait 5 minutes?
Make them wait. We are making our boys wait.
It's nice to have a relaxing morning with coffee.
Well, now I feel bad.
Just call them down. It's fine.
Can we come down now?
Yes, calm down.
Boys, you can come up too.
Santa brought me Legos. Look, Mommy.
Oh, wow. He sure did. What is it?
a house.
Oh, that's so cool.
Mommy! Got a Lego, too!
Oh, yeah? That is so weird that Santa got you both the same thing.
Okay, who wants to play Santa to hand out gifts?
Me!
Okay, go on and find presents for everyone.
One for Daddy, one for Mommy, one for Uncle Alex, one for Abuela, one for Rebecca, one for Daria.
Okay, Daria, go first. Who won't go, youngest to oldest?
Yay! A baby doll! My turn. Stickers and a coloring book.
Do you have to take that?
Yeah, it's the police captain. Sir, I'm on a trip with my family. I thought...
I know you are. And I know that I shouldn't be interrupting. Especially not with bad news.
What happened?
Officer Nick Johnson was killed in a riot at the police station last night. I'm giving you some more time off. We will assign you a new partner as soon as possible. I am terribly sorry to disrupt your family time for this.
How is his family? His girlfriend? When will his funeral happen?
We will have the ceremony in 2 days and let the family choose what to do with him as far as the burial is concerned. Don't worry too much about everyone else right now. Take time to process. I know he was a good friend to you.
Thank you for letting me know, sir.
Daddy, what's wrong? Why are you crying?
Eric? Hey, what's wrong? Who called you?
The police captain.
Can you tell me what he said?
It's hard to process. I can't. My partner, Officer Johnson, was killed last night.
I'm so sorry. I can't believe anyone could do that. Did he say what happened?
I really think I don't want to talk about it. Not right now. Let's just get the rest of the food ready and eat. And just let me process everything.
Okay.
Eric, ¿qué está?
Nada, mamá. Solo una llamada de trabajo.
You don't have to help if you don't want to. We can take care of the rest.
Daddy, are you okay now?
Yes, I just heard something sad.
You can't be sad. It's Christmas. Come play with us.
La cena está servida.
You okay to talk?
I just can't believe it. I've been working so hard, and we were so close to being promoted. It just doesn't make sense.
I know. Can you tell me what happened?
It was a riot at the police station last night. Some of the inmates got free and shot him.
This is what scares me about you going out there.
Eric, what's wrong?
I got a bad call from work. We will leave tomorrow instead of staying the whole week like we thought.
What? Oh, you haven't been fired, have you?
No, Mom. Some officers were killed in an accident last night at the station. The funeral is in 2 days.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry. Anyone you knew?
Yeah, my partner, Officer Johnson. He had taken vacations day here and there enough saved up his week and had to work on the holiday. And now I'm wishing that I had convinced him to start saving up.
Eric, it's not your fault.
People pass away, whether naturally or unnaturally, and it can't be controlled. Remember him, but don't let it consume you. Use your position, your job, to find justice for him, but act with a clear mind and conscience.
How are you feeling?
I have to go to the station to get my uniform.
Do you want us to be there with you?
I would like that. I don't know what I have to do for it, but for this instance, you all can probably ride with me in the squad car.
Okay. I'll go get Liz ready, and you can help Daria. Then we'll get going.
Daddy!
Good morning, Daria.
Daddy? We going somewhere?
Yeah, we have to go to a funeral today.
Funeral? Daddy, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Are we ready?
Reyes?
Yes, sir.
How are you holding up?
I'm fine.
Right. Johnson's family has requested that you give the final call with dispatch.
I will be on.
What is the final call?
It's a tradition for a police funeral. A final goodbye to the fallen officer. Your dad is going to do that because he was Officer Johnson's friend.
That's sad.
It is. It's a sad day. Your family can ride with you as part of the escort. We have some earplugs available for the girls.
Thank you, sir. Where are we heading from here?
The auditorium at Harmonia Private School.
Understood. Where do you want us in the squad?
Near the front.
Okay. Do you all want to ride in a squad car?
Yes, that would be so cool.
Okay, I need to go get in uniform. I will help move their seats after. The squad cars are packed out back, so we'll go through that door.
Okay, I'll go get their seats.
What the hell, man? This is not how things were supposed to go.
Working on Christmas is crap. We busted
ready
three
to
homeless
go?
People today already.
Did he ever ride in this car with you?
Yes.
At least I get tomorrow.
He also had his own car. It's the one covered in black over there.
Have you thought about what you might say?
I don't know what to say or where to start. I'm still processing it. I mean, he texted me the day that it happened. Early in the day, complaining about work, and the next day he's dead.
Well, at least he knew he had a friend here, right? I bet you complained to him when we had issues. It's hard to lose a friend like that.
Yeah.
We'll be in this formation. No lights to the auditorium. Officers are standing guard of Johnson there. Once we leave, the hearse will be in front of you, and we will do the final call over the radios on the way to the cemetery.
Yes, sir.
It'll be okay. You have to go in there. He was your friend. I know it's hard.
I can't.
You can. Just take a deep breath.
I can't do this. What am I supposed to say?
You're thinking too much about it. He was your friend. Surely you have something nice to say.
Radio, Armonia 354. Radio, Armonia 354.
No response, Armonia 354. Officer Nick Johnson, a great man, didn't like doing the grunt work, but wouldn't hesitate to jump on a bigger assignment. Congrats on your promotion, brother. We have got it from here.
Armonia 354, Officer Nick Johnson, out of service. Armonia 354 will be retired and never used again for another officer. It will forever belong to Officer Nick Johnson. Gone, but not forgotten.